California's water supply plan for a hotter, drier climate came in the shadow of prolonged drought. Governor Gavin Newsom in 2022 ordered a series of actions to build water resilience for the near future in the face of recurring climate whiplash. That strategy is being updated with a data-driven and science-based approach to calculating how much water in any given year will be available and how much of it will be stored and delivered. Those issues were unpacked by a panel of state leaders. Wade Crowfoot has the California Natural Resources Agency.
If you grew up in California, you knew drought and challenges with this swinging drought and flood as part of our natural environment. We're a Mediterranean climate, so like other parts of the world that share this climate, we do have episodic swings of water from drought to flood. But we also know that climate change is sort of stacking the deck and creating more intense volatility.
March of 2026 provides a stunning example of the challenge facing the state's water and wildlife agencies. Following February's atmospheric rivers of rain and snow, it was the hottest and driest March on record. The Sierra Nevada snowpack disappeared, yet reservoirs in the state averaged 122% above normal. Carla Nemeth, director of the Department of Water Resources, said it could become the new climate norm.
What's really interesting is this juxtaposition of our precipitation being at about average, our major reservoirs being above average for this time, but our snowpack being dismal. And what you see in that 18% of average peak snowpack is you see how singularly awful March was.
California's water plan is ambitious. Its goal is to increase water supplies statewide by 9 million acre feet. That's roughly equal to the volume of water currently delivered by the state and federal water projects combined. The strategy includes building storage facilities above and below ground to capture floodwaters, recycling and reusing wastewater, collecting stormwater, and desalinating ocean water. Local supply projects are also in the plan. Some $8 billion in funding is being allocated toward projects. Nemeth explained that the state is also updating the way it manages water year by year.
One is after 2021, we put a lot of time and attention into a dryness model, a soil moisture model, which incidentally is not only important for our water resource management, but it's also important for our colleagues at CAL FIRE to really start to understand how does this really translate into potential wildfire risk.
That data will be important for local water agencies as they try to supply sufficient and affordable water to customers. Craig Miller manages the Western Metropolitan Water Agency, serving 6 million people in Riverside County. The key, he said, was to develop local sources and coordinate with the state and other water agencies on an overall plan going forward. He observed that large projects like desalination are too expensive for locals, so they must rely on their own watersheds for capturing rain and snowmelt.
That really pushes this group of water managers to say, the brighter thing to do is to maximize the water that Mother Nature is putting on this state. And we have to figure out how to catch it and move it, and not just move it for water users. This is for the environment. And this is for recovery of species, building habitat, agricultural needs, and north and south urban and M&I needs.
Most of the water consumed by cities, farms, and the environment is born in the Sierra Nevada. Sandy Matsumoto is director of the Nature Conservancy's California Water Program and a member of the California Water Commission. She described a process by which it gets to us in a usable form.
It really moves through our ecosystems, right? So it's sitting up in the forests, and those forests store that water. Then we have meadows that are incredibly important as water storage. And when they're in good condition, they're storing the water so that it can melt over the summer months and slowly deliver water down to the valley. In order to do that, we rely on our rivers, right? We have rivers, we have wetlands, and these are the mechanisms that actually move that water from the Sierra down into the valley floor.
Climate warming is changing the dynamics of mountain snowmelt and runoff. Warmer winters produce less snow and more rain. And as we experienced in March, extreme temperatures can melt what snow does exist. Water managers can no longer count on snowbound water in the mountains to melt slowly into waiting reservoirs. While much attention is focused on the gray infrastructure of dams and canals, Matsumoto emphasized the importance of the green infrastructure for long-term water security.
One important way is forests, forest health, right? I mean, if we have healthy forests, reducing fire risk, we're reducing the risk of megafires and problems for air quality, but we're improving the ability to store water, to improve the water quality, to address flood risk. Similarly, in our rivers, if we can restore habitat and if we can restore flows to our rivers, then we're facilitating that recharge that I talked about and really getting our aquifers pumping.
The California Water Plan pledges an open process with outreach across the state. It will include clear targets to align state, regional, and local actions. The DWR will hold its first advisory meeting on the 2028 California Water Plan on May 13th and 14th in Sacramento. The in-person meeting is open to the public. More information is available from the Department of Water Resources website. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.